Good morning. This is the Board of Adjustments for December 10th, 2021. We are still doing this as a hybrid meeting in which the applicant today will be appearing via Zoom. Mr. City Attorney, do you mind taking the attendance of the board today, please?
Sure. Actually, Michael, could you help me with attendance and then I'll read the...
Sure. So just for clarification, we have all members present except our Mr. Andres Acion. Although he is available on Zoom, he is not able to participate due to the legal requirements. He would have to participate in person in order for his attendance to be counted in today's proceedings.
Understood. Do I have a motion to approve the minutes from our last meeting?
Mr. Chairman, before we begin with that, I'd like to ask Nick if he can let members of the public know how they may participate in the meeting virtually.
Sure. No problem. Thank you, Michael. Good morning, Mr. Chairman and members of the board. Today's meeting of the Board of Adjustment has been scheduled in a hybrid format with members of the board physically present in the commission chambers at Miami Beach City Hall and applicants, staff, and members of the public appearing either in person or virtually via Zoom. In order to participate virtually in today's meeting, members of the public may dial 1-877-853-5257 and enter the webinar ID, which is 828-6961-5309#, or log into the Zoom app and enter the webinar ID, which again is 828-6961-5309. Any individual wishing to speak on an item must click the raise hand icon if they're using the Zoom app, or dial *9 if they're participating by phone. Next, I'd like to read the city's notice regarding lobbyist registration. If you're appearing on behalf of a business, a corporation, or another person, you need to register as a lobbyist with the city clerk's office. If you haven't registered yet, you should register before you speak to the board. You don't have to register as a lobbyist if you're speaking only on behalf of yourself and not any other party, or if you're testifying as an expert witness, providing only scientific, technical, or other specialized information or testimony in this public meeting, or if you're appearing as a representative of a neighborhood association without any compensation or reimbursement for your appearance, to express support of or opposition to any item. Expert witnesses and representatives of neighborhood associations shall, prior to appearing, disclose in writing to the city clerk their name, address, and the principal on whose behalf they're communicating. If you're an architect, attorney, or employee representing an applicant or an objector, you must register as a lobbyist. These rules apply whether you're appearing in favor of or against an item, or encouraging or arguing against its passage, defeat, modification, or continuance. At this time, Mr. Chairman, I can also, if you'd like, swear in staff and any members. I see no members of the public in person. Michael, could you raise your right hand? Do you swear or affirm that the testimony you'll give today is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. City Attorney. And Mr. City Attorney, there's no other updates from you today, correct?
That's correct, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, thank you. Now, do I have a motion to approve the minutes from our last meeting, please?
So moved.
Thank you, Mr. Goldberg. Do I have a second?
Second.
Thank you, Mr. Cement.
All in favor?
All in favor.
Aye.
Okay. Going through now, we have no requests for continuances, no requests for extensions, no discussion items, no progress reports, no modification of previously approved board orders, correct, Mr. City Attorney, Mr. Belush?
Sure, that's correct.
Okay, thank you very much. And then I understand it that today we're actually hearing a continued item, correct?
Yes, this item was continued from the meeting last month.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Belush. Do you mind introducing the item?
Sure, thank you. The next item on the agenda, or the only item on the agenda today, is file number ZBA 20-0123, which is 5860 LaGorse Drive. This is an application requesting variances from the required street side setback for the construction of single-story additions, including a carport, to an existing single-story, single-family home. Now, the existing home was constructed in 1943 with a front setback of approximately 35 feet, a non-conforming interior street-side setback of approximately 5 feet to 6 feet, and a non-conforming interior setback of 5 feet, and a rear setback of approximately 26 feet. 5-foot setbacks for side yards were typical for that era of construction in the 1920s, 30s, and 40s. The applicant is proposing to renovate the existing home and construct two new attached single-story additions within the front yard, which comply with the minimum required front yard setback of 20 feet. The applicant is requesting a variance to follow the existing street side setback of 6 feet order to infill a small existing courtyard with enclosed living area, which is approximately 140 square feet in size. The required setback for new construction is 15 feet. While the city code does have allowances to continue a non-conforming interior side setback of at least 5 feet, under certain circumstances, there is no such allowance for new construction within a street side yard. However, because it is very minimal in terms of the addition, and it's effectively filling in a notch, it should not have any impact on the neighbors or the surrounding properties. And we are supportive of that variance request. The second variance is associated with the retention of an existing non-conforming canvas and pipe carport within the side yard facing a street, which appears to have been in place for at least a decade or more. Carports that are attached to the main home are required to be located on private property with a minimum setback of 18 inches from the front or street side property line. The existing home in the portion of the property where the carport has been constructed has a setback of only 5 feet, and the majority of the carport is located within the public right-of-way adjacent to the side yard facing the street. The applicant is requesting a zero setback to the property line in order to retain this existing carport. It is important to note that even if the board approves the requested variance today, the carport will require the review and approval of the Public Works Department, as well as a revocable permit from the City Commission. However, staff has noted in the report, this corner property is relatively unique and that it is located on a street end facing a golf course with no property located between the subject site and the golf course. We are supportive of this variance request for the reasons stated in the staff report. And in summary, we are recommending approval of the application, including both variances. And I believe we have the applicant online to present their application.
Thank you, Mr. Belouche. Before we go ahead and swear in the applicant, do I have any disclosures from the board? Having seen none, Mr. City Attorney, do you mind swearing in the applicant, please, on Zoom?
Sure. Is the applicant on the line?
Yes. Carolina, are you there?
Yes. Good morning. Yes.
Hi, Carolina. Do you swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Carolina, please proceed with your presentation.
Good morning. My name is Carolina Arronte. The address is 5860 Labors Drive. I have a beach, Florida, 33140. Mr. Belouche, he did a very good explanation of what we are trying to do. Do you guys can see the presentation, like the page one, where the survey, yes, thank you. So there's two red circles, which are the items. So you can see on the floor plan, the boundaries of the house, there's like a notch that says wood deck. So what we're proposing is that just to enclose that, to continue with the same wall line. Now you see what it says, 24.47, that wall, just to continue and enclose that little area. So from the street view, the house, you won't see it, enclosure, because you can see that even though it's a corner, but when you see there's the like a green area, and basically you don't see anything from that corner of the street. Then you see the canopy, and again, we're requesting to keep it. And we know that we have to go through a process with Public Works and request a revocable permit and all that. So when we see it on the survey, it's very clear that it's a very small area. So then if we go to the image six, yeah, over there, that one. So you see that that's a wood deck that is raised. So the idea is to enclose all that and be part of the house. So we're going to continue with a wall. I mean, there's other elements that we're going to improve how the house is going to look, because if you see that volume where the meter is, the electrical meter is, all that is going to be raised, and it's going to match with the rest of the house, and it's going to look a lot better than the way it is at this moment. And if you go into the image number 8, okay, that one, thank you. You see clearly that that space is doesn't have any use right now, pretty much. And closing that would make a big impact in the design of the house, the use of the space inside. And again, it won't be a big impact on the neighborhood and the view from the street. Then if we go to the image 11, which is the floor plan. Please. And the next one. Okay, yeah. So you can see that it's a very open floor plan, and pretty much we're using that small space just to have a kitchen. So if we don't use that space, pretty much the house won't have the same results inside. And we're trying to, the owners, they want to enjoy the view of the golf course, and pretty much doing this and closing this, it would change the whole floor plan, and they will have the dream home that they always wanted. So pretty much this is all that I have to present, because that's enclosing that space is the bigger part of this variance, as well as the canopy. But because the canopy is already there, you can see it. And you go image in the picture number 4, the image number 4, please. Yes, like that one. Yes, no. The one before. Yes, please. Thank you. So you see the canopy. It's already there, has been for many, many years, and no complaints from neighbors. So pretty much we're trying to keep that and enclose that little porch deck, that little wood deck. So that will be all for my presentation. I really appreciate that could be approved, because it will be a beautiful project for the city and the owners as well. Thank you.
Thank you, Carolina. Do I have any questions from the board?
Mr. Chair?
Me? No.
Quick question.
Go ahead, Mr. Goldberg.
Have there been any objections from the neighbors? And I'm looking, especially the neighbors from the north, are they aware of the renovations being done, and are they okay with it?
Are you asking me?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. Has there been any objections from any of the neighbors?
No.
And staff can confirm that we received no letters of objection or emails of objection to the application.
Thank you.
Any other questions from the board?
I have a comment. First of all, sorry guys for not being there. I have a cold, and I felt it was much better for me to be here with a cold than over there. In Google Earth, when you look at the image,
Mr. Asiam, for 1 second, I just want to confirm: is he allowed to participate?
I think in light of if Mr. Asion is sick and can't be here in person,
that would be an emergency, right?
I think that would meet the standard in the Attorney General opinions is extraordinary circumstances, and I think that would meet the extraordinary circumstances. So, Mr. Asion, you are able to participate virtually at today's meeting. And by the way, we hope you feel better soon.
And then just to be clear for the record, we do have a full board then today. Mr. Asion is and present. Okay.
That's right.
Sorry about that, Mr. Asion. Please proceed, and we all obviously hope you feel better.
Yeah, hopefully this is a cold. So on Google Earth, and I'm sure it's probably not there, maybe it's not their property when this image was taken, but there's cars being parked on the other side of the hedge, kind of like on the not property. I'm not sure if that's currently still being done. But on the other side of the carport and the other side of the hedge, sort of like in that green area, which is sort of like a city property, it's being, there's like gravel put down and there's a car parked in there as well.
Is that a question for me?
It is. Is that currently the state of the property now? Is that being used for cars on the on that city property? Is that property or not? I think it is, right?
I know there's a green area, but I don't know if there's a car there. I don't know. I see that there's a hedge at the end of the street.
Right. On the other side of that hedge, in Google Earth, there shows... Yeah. Actual like gravel, like rocks, and then like another carport for two extra cars that's being used on the city property on the other side. So my question is that an old Google Earth image, or is that the current state of the property? Is that being used like that?
I cannot answer that because I don't know. I don't know who those cars belong to, if there's one neighborhood or the other.
It's sort of like on the fence of your property, like right next to that open area that you're trying to enclose, right by the trash cans. I'm just saying what I'm seeing in Google Earth. There's sort of like a layout, there's gravel, and there's a car stationed inside of that area. So,
yeah, well, in that case, I will have to ask the owners, but I mean, because that is outside the survey, right? We're not working on that, so
right.
I don't have an answer right now for that.
Does anybody else on the board see that? Could anybody else pop up on Google Earth?
Mr. Essien, I saw what you noted, and I would suggest what the board could do is add a condition that any existing gravel or parking areas that are located in the right-of-way that have not been approved, that is a condition of this approval, they be removed, or that the owners obtain a revocable permit from Public Works and City Commission to install whatever paving or elements that they have within the public right-of-way.
Correct, because they actually like laid out gravel on the public right-of-way for a carport inside of that area.
Okay, do I have any other questions from the board? Ms. Malikoff?
Yeah, I had a problem with the carport on public property. Normally, canvas and pipe carports are not very attractive to the neighborhoods. However, this does require the review and approval of Public Works Department as well as the revocable permit from the city. So I won't object this time, but in general, it's not a good idea planning carports on public right-of-way in front of the house.
And Carolina, you're aware and the applicant is aware that you have to still go to Public Works, correct, in relation to the carport?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, we know. We do.
Any other questions from the board? Mr. Orlowski?
Not as much a question. I just want to commend the property owners for trying to find a way to make their existing house work for them, because we've, you know, far too often see, you know, a quick rush to demolish the existing home, and I appreciate that the owners are trying to find a way, you know, to make it work for their family. So I just wanted to commend them for that.
Any other comment or questions from the board? Okay, having seen none, we'll move on now to public comment. I don't see anyone in the public here physically. Is there anyone in the public on Zoom for comment?
And Mr. Chair, there's nobody online on Zoom that's has their hand raised for the public to speak.
Okay, great. Thank you, Mr. Relouche. Do I have a motion?
Motion to approve.
Second. And
we have motion subject to approve as long as they remove the extra parking that they've set on the public right away.
So, Mr. Cement, Mr. Osione is asking for a friendly amendment of your motion to go ahead and include what Mr. Belouche said related to gravel and parking that is appearing on Google Earth, either being removed or properly being permitted. Do you want that in your motion, sir?
No.
Okay. So, I have a motion without that condition and a motion just in accordance with what we've received in the staff recommendation for approval from Mr. Cement, and I have a second from Ms. Malikoff. Mr. Belouche, do you mind calling the vote?
Sure. Mr. Olowski?
Yes.
Ms. Malikoff?
Yes.
Mr. Goldberg?
Yes, just to confirm, this is to approve as presented, not with the
correction
that Mr. S. Young.
That's right, Mr. Goldberg.
Yes, thank you.
Mr. Cement?
Yes.
Mr. Nagler?
Yes.
Mr. Essien?
No, but did everybody see the image that I'm talking about?
Yes.
Interesting. Cool.
Even just to clarify, I'll clarify after we continue with the motion. So Mr. Essien voted no, and Mr. Siegel?
Yes.
Motion passes 6-1. The variances are approved. If I can just clarify, so even though it's not a condition of the order, when Public Works and the City Commission is reviewing the carport, they will take a look at anything else that's located within that right-of-way area. And so if that is still there, the applicant may be required to remove that as well.
Okay. Thank you for that clarification, Mr. Belouche. So the motion passes.
Thank you.
Going through the remainder of the agenda, we have no new applications today, no appeals, and no other business. Is that correct, Mr. Belouche?
That's correct, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, I just want to take 2 seconds on a personal privilege. I don't know if this will be my last meeting or not. I'm termed out. Obviously, I will stay on if necessary in order for someone to take over and for new board members to be appointed. But it's been a pleasure serving with all of you. It's been a pleasure for 6 months, and I'd like to personally say, Mr. Orlowski, I know we've been 6 years together at this, and it's been a pleasure as well. I also know Ms. Malikoff, and I appreciate that she's going to do this, is going to see if there can be any way to broaden what comes before the Board of Adjustment. And obviously for Mr. Orlowski and myself, that won't affect us. But for those of you that are remaining, I hope that the time that you have on this board is better suited so that we can help our citizens and residents. But it's been a pleasure, and thank you all. And thank you, Mr. City Attorney, and thank you, Mr. Belouche.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you for your service.
Thank you. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
Thank you, Mr. Cement. Second? Thank you, Ms. Malikoff. All right. Been a pleasure, all. Adjourned.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you all.